today's show, we're going to be talking a lot of Celtics talk. What should the Celtics do with that expensive trade exception they have? What's gone wrong this season? Should Danny be fired? Should Brad be fired? Who should be traded? I don't know. Is it time to panic or is it time to calm down? We're going to discuss this stuff all on today's show. Boston Sports Fans, that's now. Okay, welcome to the podcast, everyone. Time for the Boston Sports Fan. I'm your host. You know me, Dickie V, the Boston Sports Fan. We got a few things to talk about today, mostly Celtics talk, but before we get to that, I'm going to get to this topic a little bit more tomorrow, but I can't do a podcast today about something that I heard this morning. So this morning, on the way to work, I heard that Cam Newton was on a podcast. I think it was Brandon Marshall or Ocho Cinco or, I don't know, someone's podcast. And he was on that podcast talking with the host, talking about this coming season, what he expects. And basically, he says he wants to be back with the Patriots this year. And I don't know. I mean, that was kind of a surprise. I mean, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise. Why wouldn't he want to be back? I mean, he got to start every game that he was available. He got to start even when he sucked. He still got to start. And what quarterback doesn't want to be a starter? Where he knows that if he goes somewhere else, he's probably not going to start. So why wouldn't he want to go back? And what I had said, you know, on the podcast yesterday or the other day, whenever it was, that I don't want Cam Newton back. And I really don't expect him back. But at this point, would anything that Bill Belichick do surprise you? I don't know. We're going to get more into this on my next podcast, probably tomorrow. But today, I kind of want to focus on the Boston Celtics. Is it time for Danny Ainge to go? Is it time for Brad Stevens to go? What kind of changes can be made this season? Because right now, things don't look good, okay? Celtics basically the last, you know, 3 weeks, well below 500. I think the overall record is maybe one game below 500. Not good, right? Not what we expected. We expected them to be, you know, with the 76ers, with the Bucks, with the Nets, with those teams in the top four. Now, they are in the top five. So they're still there, but definitely playing basketball well below the expectations of what we thought. Who's to blame? That's the question. That's what everybody wants to talk about on Celtics pages, on social media pages, on sports talk radio, when they talk about the Celtics, which, even though it's the middle of the basketball season, all you hear on sports talk is Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. I don't know why. Heaven forbid the Celtics or the Bruins, you know, have something that we want to talk about. You're not going to hear it on EEI or Sports Hub. Oh, well. That's why you go to podcasts, I guess, right? So one of the podcasts I listen to that I like, which that I don't even mind, you know, mentioning here, is John Corrales, the Locked On Celtics podcast. I like that one a lot. I just think he's good. He's a professional. He just knows his stuff. And one of the things that they've been talking about a lot is not to panic. That's something that John, on his podcast, basically tells us a lot, because any kind of social media page you're going to follow is all about the panic. The panic, the panic, the panic. Now, something that's kind of been happening a lot that we've seen a lot with the Celtics is what we saw with the Pelicans game is they'll jump out to 24-point lead and then just fall apart. And it's really annoying, really, you know, troublesome to watch. because it's just like, what is going on? And part of that is a stagnant offense, which maybe you can blame on the coach. Part of that is, you can only ask the players to do so much, and then the players have to perform. And they don't perform during that time. The ball doesn't move. It just becomes kind of an isolation ball type of game where Tatum just kind of waits there until he decides to make a move, or it's an isolation with Kemba, and Kemba goes, whatever, 2-for-15 shooting. Not good. I think a big contributing factor that I think is the lack of not having Marcus Smart. You know, as much as it's a love-hate with Marcus, as much as when he's good, he's a huge influence on the floor, and when he's bad, we curse him up and down. You can't deny his ability to put himself in the thick of things. And when you're leading by 24 and you start to lose that lead, I think it's important to have a guy like Marcus. And not having him has been, in my mind, detrimental to the Celtics gameplay. I don't know when he's going to be back. It looks like at this point, definitely after the All-Star game is what they're saying. But I think we just need to get Marcus Smart back. We need to be healthy. We're not healthy. So I want to say there's literally, if you take the minutes that we've had a full roster, you take the minutes that those guys have played together, it's less than a game, less than 48 minutes. Now, I think that's the case. I don't really know. I don't really do research. I'm just a fan that likes to talk about things. But I think I read that or saw that or heard that or whatever. But basically, outside of 48 minutes, there's been a time where Jaylen Brown was hurt. Kemba missed the game because he doesn't play back-to-back. Jaylen Brown had COVID. Marcus Smart was hurt. Daniel Tice was out with an injury. Tristan Thompson was hurt. Hey, are you a fan of WWE wrestling? Well, I am. That's why I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Talking WWE Wrestling. It's hosted by my son, Jack, and I'm there to help him along the way. So if you like WWE wrestling and you're a fan of SmackDown, Raw, heck, we just watched the Elimination Chamber last night, then join us, like and subscribe, and you can be part of the podcast with us. We'll see you there, and that's the bottom line, because Dickie V said so.
Yay!
I mean, we have not had the starting crew, not to mention, we're missing a key guy, because Gordon Hayward is gone, and that money is available to get another guy, and we don't have that guy. So what does that mean if you don't have a Gordon Hayward-type guy? Two good things. It's allowed guys like Peyton Pritchard, Naismith, Time Lord, which everybody on social media is crying for more time. It gives those guys playing time because we don't have that, mid to high salary type player on our roster right now. If we went out at the beginning of the season and used that trade exception, and we got a guy like Harrison Barnes, we got a guy like, Aaron Gordon, we got a guy like, Blake Griffin, whoever wants him, I don't know, but a guy like that, insert player X here. If we got a guy like that, whoever they're talking about in the trade exception, they're going to eat up minutes from Robert Williams. They're going to eat up minutes from Peyton Pritchard. They're going to eat up minutes from Naismith. Those are valuable minutes. Yeah, Naismith is starting to come on now. He wasn't very good at the beginning of the year. But you're talking about a kid that's a rookie that didn't really have his college season in full. He had some injuries in college, so it was cut short. He didn't have a preseason. Just kind of thrust it into it. No G League. There's going to be a learning process. You know, Peyton Pritchard did play pretty good at the start of things, but he also was a senior in college. A little bit more mature, a little bit older. And he's still making rookie mistakes. So any minutes that he could get now, I think are positive. Robert Williams, what we've seen, if he's healthy, he can be an impactful player. Not to mention some of those players you might need to give up to use to get a good player on a trade exception. You might need to give up some of those players that I just mentioned. Those three players are impactful players, players that are helping the Celtics right now. So, might you get away with not giving up one of those three? Yeah, you might be able to package in, you know, a Tremont Waters or a Carson Edwards or, you know, a Romeo Langford or future picks. That might be the case, and I hope it is. But chances are, if you're making a deal with the Atlanta Hawks, you know, to get a John Collins, they're going to want somebody that's pretty good back. They're not going to give you, you're not going to get Aaron Gordon and not give up a guy that's good, a decent, a prospect. You're not going to get, you know, Harrison Barnes without giving up something, you know. You're not going to get a Thomas Bryan or whoever. You're not going to get a guy that has talent without giving up a guy that has potential to give talent. You're not going to get give up scrubs to get good. Teams don't want your scrubs. And that's one of the big complaints I have about social media. You always see, you know, the trades. You always see, oh, let's get Vucevic and give them Tremont Waters and, you know, Tremont Waters and a third-round pick next year. All right, Vucevic is good. They're not going to give you a guy that plays in the G League. That's not going to happen. If you want a talented to get something, you have to give something. Nobody's going to give it away for free. So, in my mind, the longer that we wait to use the trade exception, the better. Because teams right now, teams like Sacramento, okay, Harrison Barnes, you know, they're not going to give you Bagley. But a guy like Harrison Barnes, yeah, that's a possibility. But right now, Sacramento is borderline possibly getting in on an 8 seed. A team like Sacramento that doesn't make the playoffs, they're going to want to make the playoffs. They're going to want to be in the playoffs if they can get there. You wait another few weeks until the trade deadline, they might be out of the playoffs and willing to make that deal with asking less in return. You make that deal now, they might want to be in the playoffs, get that playoff TV revenue, give their fans something to look forward to. It might be something worth them doing. A team like Orlando, yeah, they might consider themselves a chance to be in the playoffs. Do they expect to go anywhere in the playoffs? No. A team like the Celtics, we want to go somewhere in the playoffs. A team like Sacramento or Orlando, they just want to make the playoffs. So they're not going to give that up for your trash. So if we can wait, I think that's best. And it gives time for, you know, guys like Pritchard, guys like Naismith, guys like Robert Williams to get minutes. Marcus Smart hopefully will be coming back. Naismith, Langford, God, who knows with that dude? I don't know. But supposedly, last I heard, which was a long time ago, that he was expected to be out until at least the All-Star game. So if he comes back, it's been so long since he's played that I don't have a whole lot, but it seems like people are still high on that dude. But God, I'm not asking for much from him. So I don't know. But Smart will be back. Hopefully that helps us, you know. Hopefully with Time Lord and Tice and Tristan Thompson, hopefully those guys continue to improve, continue to stay healthy. And I don't know, we're just playing bad. Now, with that being said, so fire Danny. That's one of the reports. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say he's doing what's best. Have we seen a lack of things being done by Danny? Yeah. You know, whether it be the draft or past trade deadlines, yes, we've seen him not do anything. We've seen him be like, oh, we have 3 picks in the first round. We don't have room. We're not going to be able to use those high first round. He's got to trade down. He's got to bundle them. What does he do? Take the picks. So, I think there's a lot to be done still this year. And with Tatum and Brown, we tied those guys up. And that's huge. The fact that we have Tatum and Brown for the next 3 years, that's huge. Now, in today's NBA, we've seen the impact of an unhappy player, what that can do. You know, we saw it with Westbrook. We saw it with Harden. We see it all the time. The players talk themselves out of a city. Is there a threat with that happening with Tatum and Brown? Absolutely. So I do want to see Ainge support those guys and give those guys, surround those guys with players that keep those guys succeeding and keep those guys progressing. We've seen the progress of Tatum being an impactful rookie to being a borderline all-star, to being an all-star, to being a placed on an all-time team, you know, an second team all NBA team, first team all NBA team. Hopefully this year we see that growth. Brown, we hope to see him make his first all-star game. Players need that growth development to want to stay on that team. So Danny needs to surround those guys with quality guys. And if those guys are not Tristan Thompson, those guys are not Daniel Tice, if those guys are not, you know, Naismith, those guys are not, you know, anyone, he's got to make moves to make that happen. So outside of Brown and Tatum, I don't see many guys as untouchable. Now, other teams might say, you know, Kemba Walker, his contract is not very good for what he's providing. So does he have a value on another team? I say right now, probably no. I don't know. That's my opinion. You know, a team like the Pelicans, yeah, they might need an older guy. They're not going to want to take on a contract like Kemba. No, you know, Orlando, they're not going to want that contract. It's not an inspiring contract. It doesn't help them. So in my mind, I think you're going to be, you know, I don't want to say stuck, but I expect to be, have him around for some time. Okay. So where do we go from here? Unfortunately, I know we've been saying this for a while, so I don't want to be the one to say this again, but we just got to wait. Just got to wait and see. And I feel like with Danny, we keep putting it off and keep saying wait and see, and we'll have to see, you know, what that brings before we make a judgment call on is he performing or is he not performing. And I think you could say the same thing for Brad. Without a healthy team, without everybody, all the pieces that he was expected to have, then you can't say that he's not performing. Right now he's missing that salary of Gordon Hayward, a player of that caliber. If he had that, how would things look? So I'm here to say, at this point, The Boston sports fan, Dickie V, says, don't panic, just wait. And I know it's not what you want to hear. And maybe it's not even what I want to hear. But I think at this point, we still have to wait a while. No matter if the Celtics have been good or not, they're still in the thick of things. Philadelphia's done good. The Nets are doing good. But other than that, we're right there in the mix. So let's hold on. Let's not press the panic button. Let's all just relax, okay? Let's see what happens after the All-Star game. Let's see what happens when Marcus Smart comes back. Let's see what happens when, if we pick up someone at the trade deadline. Let's see if they use that trade exception. And then at that point, I think we'll all be in a better place to make a decision to see, say, has Danny been performing? Or is Brad performing? Or maybe it's time for a change. That's all I got to say. I'd love to know how you feel. I've been over this spiel before. If you want to be part of the show, you want to leave a message, you want to let me know what you think, you want to critique what I'm saying, you want to say, Dickie V, you know you're the coolest guy, you have the best takes, I love what you say, I'd love to be part of your show, I want to leave this message, thank you for everything you do, then you're welcome to do that. If you want to say, Dickie V, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just a blowhard just like Felger and Maz, it doesn't even matter, I don't even like you, I just listen because I hate you so much. Either one of those are fine. Leave a message. All you got to do is look at the podcast description and click the link to leave a message and record your message. I'll play that message right on the show. In the meantime, I hope you have a good night, everyone. We'll be back. Hopefully tomorrow I have some more Cam Newton talk to you about after that podcast that he did last night. So I hope you are right back here to enjoy the show tomorrow. Until next time, everyone, have a good night.